The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 12, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 13th, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 12. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Mogasya moga karmano,
Mogha jnana vichetasaha,
Rakshasim masurin chayva,
Pakritin mohinin shrita.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Purport. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Absolute Truth. For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tasted. Similarly, those who are engaged in fruitive pious activities and who are ultimately hoping to be liberated from this material entanglement will never be successful either, because they deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, persons who mock Krishna are to be understood as demonic or atheistic. As described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, such demonic miscreants never surrender to Krishna. Therefore, their mental speculations to arrive at the Absolute Truth bring them to the false conclusion that the ordinary living entity and Krishna are one and the same. With such a false conviction, they think that the body of any human being is now simply covered by material nature, and that as soon as one is liberated from this material body, there is no difference between God and himself. This attempt to become one with Krishna will be baffled because of delusion. Such atheistic and demoniac cultivation of spiritual knowledge is always futile. That is the indication of this verse. For such persons, cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedic literature like the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads is always baffled. It is a great offense, therefore, to consider Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be an ordinary man. Those who do so are certainly deluded, because they cannot understand the eternal form of Krishna. The Brihad Vishnu Smriti clearly states,
Yaveti bhautikam deham krishnasya paramatmanah sarsavasman bahiskarya shravtasmarta vidhanatah mukam tasyavalokiyapi sachelam snanamacharet.
One who considers the body of Krishna to be material should be driven out from all rituals and activities of the Shruti and the Smriti. And if one by chance sees his face, he should at once take bath in the Ganges to rid himself of infection. People jeer at Krishna because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. their destiny is certainly to take birth after birth in the species of atheistic and demoniac life. Perpetually, their real knowledge will remain under delusion, and gradually they will regress to the darkest region of creation.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Ladita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So for those who deride the personality of Godhead, it is a very difficult position. Three things they lose. They lose the hope for liberation, first thing. Their culture of fruitive activities, you see, their economic development, that's finished also. And their culture of knowledge, the advancement of understanding and knowledge, that is also defeated. So we can see that's happening now. This economic crisis, you see. They've become baffled in their fruitive activities. And what is their culture of knowledge? Darwinism. Darwinism. Completely crazy idea. A concocted idea. They take that as knowledge. You see. And what is the question of liberation? They're not even going to be human beings again in their next life. They're going down to the animal kingdom. So this is the position of the modern day society. Predicted by Krishna 5,000 years ago. So we would be wise not to partake of their mentality. We would be wise to become aloof from such a mentality. And to take shelter of the great sages. Take shelter of the great sages. Mahajano yena gata sambandha. One should follow that pathway chalked out by the great sadhus. There are two different pathways. There's Sadhu Marg and Asadhu Marg. So you have your choice which path you want to go on. You can't go on both. You can either go on Sadhu Marg or Asadhu Marg. So which one will you choose? That is up to you. And whichever path you take, that will get you where the path takes you, you see. If you worship the demigods, you will go to the demigods. If you worship the ghosts and the spirits, you will take birth amongst the ghosts and the spirits. If you worship the ancestors, you will take birth among the ancestors. These are three different types of Asadhu Marg. But if you take the Sadhu Marg by worshipping Krishna, then when you, in time of death, you will leave your body, you will simply go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. Just like every night after a hard day's work, we go to sleep. So death is simply another type of sleeping. That's all. The only difference is you don't wake up. It's the same thing. You're going to sleep. But you just don't come back again, you see. Every night, when you go to sleep, is death, Prabhupada said. So every night when you go to sleep, it is death, actually. But then you come back to that body and again pick up where you left off, you see. So death is the same thing as going to sleep. The only difference is you don't come back. You go to sleep and you never come back. You see, that's death. You see. So, you, one of two things happen. Either you take another birth in the material world, or you go to Krishna. So, if we take the Asadhu Marg, we will take birth again in the material world. And if we take Sadhu Marg, we will wake up with Krishna. So, we should study and see which is the best destination. It's like you can go to the airport and there's so many flights going to so many places. Which flight will you take? You have your choice. Human life is like an airport. You have your choice where you will go, you see. You want to go to the demigods? You want to go to the ancestors? You want to go to the ghosts and the spirits? Or do you want to go to Krishna? You have to buy the ticket for whichever flight you're going on. If you want to go to Krishna, you must also pay ticket price for going to Krishna. But that price is not difficult. Provided you are not a cheater.
Who is not a cheater?
You.
Ah,
the price is simply faith. That's are you willing to put faith in Krishna? If you're willing to put faith in Krishna, then you can purchase that ticket for going to the abode of Krishna. But if you remain skeptic, Well, I don't know about this Krishna. Is he really exist or is he just a myth? Is he just an ordinary man or is he really God? I don't know. As long as we have lack of faith, you should just turn off the phone. That's the that says here on the door. You just turn the thing off. I mean, you see, this is Maya, you see. One comes to the temple, then immediately you have to run out of the temple room. We should come to the temple and just lay and leave the material world behind, completely behind. Fully absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Not this mobile phone consciousness, you see. Can you imagine what it would be like if Arjuna was on the chariot talking with Krishna? And he said, "Excuse me, Krishna, but I just got a phone call from Yudhisthira." Therefore, just a matter to spoil the whole Bhagavad Gita. You know? Oh my God, we were going to get the liberating message that was going to save the whole world, but then a phone call came and ruined it. Therefore, we have a warning sign on the door over there. Mobile phones not allowed to be on in this room. If you're expecting an emergency call, then you can put it on the vibrate mode. But there should be no routine calls taken during the class. Let it go to voicemail. You can always get back to them later on. Because this is the most urgent thing. Will your mobile phone save you at the time of death? They even say that mobile phones can give you cancer by holding it to your head too much. The radio waves give you brain cancer. So the mobile phone will not save you. But this message will. So one should lay aside everything else, sit peacefully and deeply absorb themselves in Krishna Katha. Machchita mangata prana bodhiyantak parasparam katayantaschamam nityam tashyanti charamanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. 10:9.
Desmitais nodaļa, 9. pāns. Manu tīro vārtu domas mājo mani, viņi dzīvo, lai kalpotu man un gūst lielu prieku un svētlaimi, apgaismojot viens otru un stāstot viens otram par mani.
So, kindly take this message of Krishna consciousness.
Lūdzu, pieņemiet šo te Krishnas.
Take it joyfully.
Un ar prieku pieņemiet.
Within your heart.
Savā sirdī.
Take it as the greatest cause for celebration and jubilation. That I am not this body. I am the eternal servant of God. His name is Krishna. And my only duty is to serve Him with love. That's him. I have no other duty. Save and accept to serve Krishna with love. That's all.
Vienīgais kā kalpot Krishna.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Es jautāju, ir kādi jautājumi.
Jā.
Krišna saka, ka tas, kas sapratīs, ka mana parādīšanās materiālajā pasaulē un mana darbība materiālajā pasaulē nav materiāla, bet transcendentāla, tas vairs nekad nepiedzīvs. Jautājums ir, bet mēs taču visi atzīstam, ka Krišnas parādīšanās un darbība ir transcendentāla, tad ko nozīmē saprast to? Un es esmu dzirdējis, ka ir teiks, ka viena lieta ir to zināt, bet otra lieta ir saprast, atšķirība zināt un saprast. Nāķi paņēt, ja?
Realizēt.
Mums nāķi paņēt. Krishna says that one who will understand that my appearance and my lilas are not material, but transcendental, such a person would never be born again. But so we all accept that Krishna is not, that Krishna is transcendental, but what does it mean to understand that, to know? And I was told that there is different. One thing is to know that, but another thing is to realize that. And the question is, what does it mean to realize that Krishna is not, that Krishna's appearance on the planet is transcendental?
Yes, if you actually fully understand the transcendental nature of the appearance and activities of Krishna,
jūs pilnībā saprotat Krishna's parādīšanās un darbības transcendentālo dabu,
then you will fully surrender, naturally.
Tad jūs pilnībā nododaties viņam.
And thus be qualified to go back to Godhead.
Un tādā veidā, bet jūs saņemat šo te iespēju atgriezties atpakaļ, jūs esat pelnījis saņemt atgriezties atpakaļ pie Dieva.
To understand Krishna is to love Krishna.
Saprast Krishna nozīmē mīlēt Krishna.
So, if you're not fully surrendered, that means your understanding is imperfect and incomplete.
Ja jūs neesat pilnībā nodevis sevi Krishna, tas nozīmē, ka jūs sapratne nav pilnīga.
So, how to make that imperfect, incomplete understanding perfect and complete?
Un kā tad šo te nepilnīgo un sapratni padarīt par pilnīgu un galīgu?
That is the process of sadhana bhakti.
Un tas ir sadhana bhakti process.
Shravana kirtana smarana vandana padasehavana dashade. Pujana saki jana atmani vedana govinda dasa bila sarje. If you engage in this ninefold process of bhakti, without interruption, without any material motive, then that will come, that full understanding and that full surrender and that full qualification to escape karma chakra, that will come to you.
Un tad nāks šī te izpratne, un tad nāks pilnībā šī te izpratne, un tad būs nāks pilna kvalifikācija un pilna spēja izbēgt no šī te to escape what?
To escape the full qualification for escaping karma chakra, that will come to you. So continue engaging in this Navavidha bhakti, this ninefold process of bhakti yoga. Continue engaging in this Navavidha bhakti, and you will become qualified.
Kalpošanu un tādā veidā jūs progresēsiet un nonāksiet līdz galvenajiem.
Next question.
So what happens with the soul after leaving body? So I've heard that it is Krishna because there is some paradise planets on this way. How to be very fixed to come to Krishna?
By taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Jautājums ir, es esmu dzirdējis, ka tad, kad dvēsele atstāja ķermeni, tad ceļā pie Krišnas, tur ir dažādiem līmeņiem cauri, un tur ir augstākās planētas un citi līmeņi. Jautājums ir, kā būt fiksētam uz Krišnu atbildi ar nododoties ar garīgā skolotāja patvērumu palīdzību.
So if you try to make it on your own, you'll definitely get distracted.
Saviem spēkiem mēģināsiet, tad jūs pilnīgi noteikti novērsīsiet.
But if one takes complete shelter of the bona fide guru, then he will keep you from getting distracted to all of the heavenly planets along the way. Brahma loka is there, Indra loka, Chandra loka, so many lokas.
Ja jūs pilnībā pieņemsiet garīgā skolotāja patvērumu, tad viņš parūpēsies par to, lai nekas tajā ceļā jūs nenovērstu ne debes planētas, ne padio planētas, ne Brahma loka, nekas cits nenovērstu jūsu uzmanību.
You simply need that spiritual guide.
Jums ir vienkārši nepieciešams šīs te garīgais ceļojums.
You take shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide guru, and you stick to those feet very tightly. Just like a mountain climber, he sticks to the climber ahead of him, you see.
Jums ir jāpieņem patvērums pie garīgās skolotāja lotus pēdām un jāturās cieši pie tām. Līdzīgi kā tā alpīnisti, kas kāp, viņš cieši seko tam, kurš kāp viņam priekš.
This way he reaches the summit.
Un tādā veidā viņi sasniedz virsroti.
But if he cuts loose from that climber ahead of him and tries to climb on his own, then he will fall off the cliff.
Bet ja viņš mēģina pats kāpt tajā pa to nogāzes, tad viņš nokrīt no...
So you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Tāpēc pieņemiet patvērumu pie paties garīgā skolotāja.
And then you will never be distracted by anything.
Un tad jūs nekas nenovērsīs jūs uzmanību.
Next question. Yeah.
Kāpēc nāve tiek uzskatīta par vienām no četrām ciešanām? Cilvēkiem, kuriem mēs sludinām, viņi saka, es neatceros savu piedzimšanu, tās nebija nekādas ciešanas, un nāve arī nebūs. Un jūs arī minējāt, ka nāve tas nekas tāds īpaši nav. Why death is considered to be one of these four ciešanas?
Types of suffering.
And for instance, when we preach, then some people say, well, I don't remember my birth and I don't remember any suffering there then, and why should be any suffering at the time of death? And you also mentioned that that's nothing special, the time of death. No,
yeah, if you're a devotee, that's right.
Yeah, you use as a bhakti.
If you're a devotee, death is an exciting adventure.
Bhaktam, nāve, tas ir tāds aizraujošs piedzīvojums.
It's like saving up your whole life for that trip to the Holy Dham, you know. You scrimped and saved, you saved your whole life. Finally, you got the ticket money together, you got the passport, you're all the visa, everything. You ready to go? Finally, the day arrives, it's time to go to the airport. Your bags are packed, you're all ready to go to Vrindavan. It's an exciting feeling, you see. For someone who's fixed in Krishna consciousness, death is like, wow, finally I get a chance to go to the spiritual world. This is great. It's enlivening for someone who's fixed in Krishna consciousness. Especially if they have an old body which is just getting in the way of their service, you know. Death means rejuvenation. You get a brand new body that's not hard of hearing, you see. So it's actually very nice. For a devotee, death is great.
Bhaktam, tas ir lieliski.
But for the non-devotee,
bet tas, kurš nav vārta,
oh, it's a horrible thing.
Tas ir šausmīgi.
Everything that he took shelter of, you see.
Vis pie kā viņš ir pieņems patvēro.
His wife, his the family, the kids, the bank balance, the job, the car, the relatives,
bērni, mašīna, bankas rēķins, radinieki,
the country,
valsts,
Latvia, his guitar,
viņa ģitāra,
his stereo set,
viņa stereo sistēma,
his computer,
dator,
his mobile phone,
mobilais.
Everything that he took shelter of is his comfortable nest.
Un viss, pie kā viņš ir pieķēries šajā savā komfortablajā ligzdā.
It's all being ripped away.
Tas viss tiek atņemts.
It's a horrible experience for someone who's materially attached.
Tas ir tā šausmīga pieredze tam, kurš
their entire sense of identity is rooted in all those material attachments.
Jo viņa identitāte, augstākā identitātes apziņa sakņojās šajās te materiālajās.
So they have to enter into it's a psychological torture for them.
Viņam tas ir psiholoģiski spīdzināšana.
That's greater than the physical pain. The psychological torture is the most unbearable thing. They have to give up their whole conception of who they are. They have to give it up.
Un ne jau tā fiziskās ciešanas tās smagākās, psiholoģiskās ir vissmagākās, tāpēc, ka cilvēkiem ir jāatsakās no tajā brīdī no viss
Their whole sense of who they are was built on a false platform.
Tāpēc, ka visa viņa apziņa par to, kas viņš ir, tika būvēta uz nepareiziem pamatiem.
And now that platform is being pulled out from under them. They have nothing.
Un tagad šie tie pamati tiek izrauti vienkārši no kāja apakšas.
So it's completely the opposite of what a devotee goes through.
Un tas ir pilnīgi pretējies tam, kam iet cauri bhakti.
A devotee has carefully given up all of those material attachments. Devotee has carefully already given up those attachments.
Bhakti jau ir laicīgi uzmanīgi ticis vaļā no visām šīm te materiālajām pieķeršanām.
His philosophy is niramama.
Viņa filozofija ir niramama.
Nothing is mine.
Nekas nav mans.
Everything I have, it is a property of Krishna. So he offers everything to Krishna, even while within this body, you see. In this way, he's already died. That's why someone who becomes fully Krishna conscious, they are called a liberated soul, even while within this body.
Tas, kurš ir pilnībā Krišņas apziņā, ir kļūst par atbrīvotu dvēseli, atrodoties arī ķermenī.
That's why it's said that one becomes deathless at the moment of initiation.
Un tāpēc ir tiek teikts, ka cilvēks kļūst nemirstīgs tad iniciācijas brīdī.
They've already achieved immortality. They've already materially died when they took diksha.
Tad, kad cilvēks pieņem dikšu, tad viņš materiāli ir miris, bet viņš ir pieņēmis nemirstību.
So for them, death is simply a step forward, that's all.
Tādiem cilvēkiem nav vienkārši solis uz priekšu.
They cross over the Viraja River.
Viņi pārceļās pāri Viraja upē.
And enter into that dimension where time is conspicuous by its absence.
Un ieiet tajā dimensijā, kur laiks izpaužās ar to, ka viņi nav.
Where all the speech is sung.
Kur katra runa ir kā dziesma.
Where all the walking is dancing.
Kur katrs solis ir kā dēļa.
Where every gentle breeze and aroma sings of Krishna's fame.
Kur katra vieglākā vēja pūsma dzied par Krishna's slavu.
My dear sir.
Mums dārgais kungs.
Can you kindly turn off your mobile phone? Can you turn it off? Yeah, just turn it off, yes. No, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Any other question? Yes.
I understand that Krishna consciousness is about the supreme relationship. And to me, that means that one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, I can judge his advancement by the way he can maintain relationship. And So, but what to do if I see that, it's like this morning, I saw an argument among senior devotees about very, it was nothing special. The question was a haircut of a devotee. And the way they discussed senior devotees, the way they discussed this issue was, didn't show me that there are relationships among them. And as a neophyte devotee, I am supposed to follow these devotees. I'm supposed to learn from them relationship. But if I can't see this relationship, what to do? How to follow them?
Then you have to. There are senior, there are more senior, and there are most senior.
Мой вопрос был о том, что сознание Кришны это об отношениях, как я понимаю, это об отношениях. И тот, кто более продвинутый в сознании Кришны, я так понимаю, что это я могу судить по тому, как он строит отношения с другими. Чем больше он строит, тем больше он продвинутый. Например, сегодня я видел, как старшие преданные, у них между ними была разборка, и это не было что-то трансцендентное, это было о прическе. И то, как это проходило, никак я не видел, что в этом есть какие-то отношения. И как я, неофит, должен учиться следовать им, но я не вижу, чему я могу следовать. И ответ, а что же мне делать? И ответ, есть более старшие преданные, есть еще более старшие преданные, есть совсем старшие преданные.
So if your seniors are sometimes manifesting lack of proper relationships,
если те, которые старшие для вас, иногда показывают, что в их отношениях есть нехватка отношений, недостаточно отношений.
Then we would advise you to seek out the association of those who are more senior or most senior.
И тогда мы рекомендуем, что вы должны искать тогда общение с теми,
and take their examples as your guiding principle rather than the example of the seniors.
И берите их более старших своим примером, еще более старших примером, а не тех, которые просто старшие.
Because there is senior, more senior, and most senior.
Старшие, более старшие и совсем старшие.
You should find your association. The strongest association should be the most senior.
И ваше главное общение должно быть с теми, которые совсем старше.
Who are perfect in all of their relationships.
Которые совершенны во всех своих отношениях.
That way you will get proper guidance and protection.
И таким образом вы получите правильные наставления и защиту.
Any other question?
Sure, please. How to learn how one should properly create relationships?
Yes, you have to follow the example of those who are most senior. See how they manifest relationships. Follow their example, you see. I can tell you the key of perfect relationships. Always be in the mood of giving. Never be in the mood of taking. Always think, what can I give to this relationship? Not, what can I take out of this relationship? That's the perfection of relationship.
Kādā veidā Bhagavad-gītā Šrīmad Bhagavatam var ietekmēt politisko un ekonomisko struktūru Latvijā?
In what way Bhagavad-gītā and Šrīmad Bhagavatam can affect political and economical situation in Latvia?
321 Bhagavad-gītā.
Trešās nodaļas 21. Punkts atbildes šo te.
Yad yadā charati shreistas tattare vecharojana
Sayat pramanam kuru te lokastad anuvartate.
Whatever standard the great man sets, the common man will follow. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Lai ko arī dižāks cilvēks darītu, parastie cilvēki viņam seko. Un lai kādu paraugu viņš rādītu, visa pasaule dara tāpat.
So the more that you devotees can become actual acharyas, you see.
Un jo vairāk bhaktis kļūst par patiesiem acharyiem.
Ideal manifestations of Krishna bhakti in all your thoughts, words and deeds 24 hours a day.
Un ideālā veidā izpaudīs Krishna bhakti caur savām domām, vārdiem un darbiem.
That will have an impact on the Latvian government.
Tas ietekmēs Latvijas valdību.
But if you remain neophyte,
bet jūs paliekat par neofītu,
with so many material desires, there is tons of neophyte devotees in this city, in the Russian Orthodox Church, the Lutheran Church, etc. There's tons of neophyte devotees. They are also devotees of God. Russian Orthodox devotees of God, Lutheran devotees of God. They pray to God, give me this, give me that, give me. So if we remain neophyte devotees here in Hare Krishna temple, then we're no better than Russian Orthodox or Lutheran devotees. But if we become actual pure Vaishnavas, you see, who do not approach Krishna to take from Krishna, but who approach Krishna to give to
Krishna.
In this way, if we become actual acharyas, as Prabhupada ordered us to become acharyas, then your prime minister will come here and beg for guidance. Please, you Hare Krishna people, tell me how to run this country in a way that will please Prabhupada. It's up to you all to become acharya. If you become acharyas, the government leaders will definitely come here. They take guidance from you how to run this country. Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Damodar ki jai. So any other questions? Yeah.
How to prepare one's consciousness to better study Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita?
Chant good rounds. Attend Mangalarti every day.
And attend
Mangalarti every day. If you attend Mangalarti, Tulsi Puja, chant very good rounds, you'll be in a first-class condition for studying Shastra.
Mangalarti, Tulsi Puja, un aprit, un jums būs visaugstākā līmeņa prāts, lai Shastra studētu.
Don't ever miss Mangalarti and don't ever miss your rounds.
Nekad neizlaidiet Mangalarti un savus aprits.
And then you can become first-class scholar.
Un tad jūs kļūsiet par pirmklasīgu izglītību.
Any other questions? Yes, Amrita Devi Dasi.
Atstājot savu ķermeni, nonākot atpakaļ pie Krišnas, vai mēs saņemsim atpakaļ šīs pilnās zināšanas?
When we were with Krishna, we were full of knowledge. But now here, even being bhaktas,
we have different levels of knowledge. When we leave our bodies and return back to Godhead, will that full knowledge be returned back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? Yeah.
Dvēseli ir putnes, kas knāvā tur aug, un virsdvēseli skatās vienkārši. Un te pašā laikā ir teiks, ka virsdvēseli mūs vada.
How to understand that illustration where there are two birds, and one of them is soul, and another one is paramātma. And paramātma is just watching the first bird who is active. So, which means that paramātma is not active. On the other hand, we have heard that Paramatma is guiding us. Is how to understand that? That is Paramatma active or?
Every analogy has its limitations.
Katrai analoģija ir savi ierobežojumi.
From that example, you should understand that that refers to the material activities, not spiritual activities.
Jums jāsaprot, ka šis piemērs attiecās uz garīgajām darbībām, nevis materiālajām.
The jiva is very busy trying to enjoy the fruits of material activities. But the paramātma is not. He's simply witnessing the entanglement of the jiva within fruitive activity.
Paramātma vienkārši ir kā liecinieks tam, kā jiva sapinās, kā vesela sapinās šajās materiālajās darbībās.
Actually, that Vishnu, he can be simultaneously busy and doing nothing at the same time. That is the inconceivable potency of Vishnu. Any other questions? Yeah.
Es esmu dzirdējis, ka Šrīmad Bhagavātam ir sastāv no dažādu pantu skaita. Vienā gadījumā ir stāstīts 7 dienās šie 18 tūkstoši pantu, citā gadījumā ir runa par 6 miljoniem, jā?
6 miljoniem,
jā, es par padieviem. Ja, tad kāda ir Šrīmad Bhagavātam definīcija? Kas tas ir, jā? Kas tas ir? How to understand... properly understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, because I have heard and that volume of knowledge I have heard in one case Srimad Bhagavatam was taught within 7 days and there were 18,000 shlokas. In other case I have heard that there are 6 million shlokas and that Srimad Bhagavatam was told for a long
time. The 18,000 verses, that was not within 7 days.
The question was about what is how to define what is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam is ever expanding.
Ne, 7 dienās 18 tūkstoši šlokas, tas netika stāstīts. Un Srimad Bhagavatam vienmēr pleš izplešās.
Started off with 4 verses. 4 verses. Began with 4 verses from Brahmanji.
Ar 4 pantiem.
The form we have it in is 18,000 verses.
Šajā formā mums ir 18 tūkstoši pantu.
But Prabhupada explains in the higher planets they have much bigger versions. We should just try to take full advantage of these 18,000 verses, then our lives will become perfect. But actually Bhagavatam is ever expanding.
Bet patiesībā Bhagavatam vienmēr plešās.
Every person who becomes a pure manifestation of the Bhagavatam, all his life's activities are also Bhagavatam.
Katra personība, kura caur savu dzīvi kļūst par Bhagavatam iemiesojumu,
Prabhupāda līla is also Bhagavatam.
Un Prabhupādas līla arī ir Bhagavatam.
There is the book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam.
Ir grāmata Bhagavatam un personība Bhagavatam.
For a person who becomes a pure manifestation of Bhagavatam, his entire life is also Bhagavatam.
Un cilvēkam, kura dzīve ir kļuvusi par Bhagavatam iemiesojums, visa viņa dzīve tad ir arī kļūst par Bhagavatam.
So there is no limit to how far the Bhagavatam will expand.
Tāpēc nav nekādu ierobežojumu, cik tālu Bhagavatam var izplasties.
But this form, this is for our study, 18,000 verses.
Bet šī te forma, tā ir domāt, lai mēs to studētu 18,000 pantu.
Next question. Yeah.
Sir, as you told before that those who worship demigods will go to demigods, for example. My question is, where will Muslims go? And the god they worship, who is he? Demigod or Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Jautājums ir, jautājums, jūs teicāt, ka atkarībā no tā, kurš godina, viņš pie tā arī dodas. Piemēram, ja godina padievs, tad dodas pie padieviem. Mans jautājums, kur dodas musulmaņi un kas ir tas, ko viņi godina? Tas ir padievs, tā ir dieva augstākā personība vai kas cits, jā?
What is the question?
The question is, actually, you said that one gets what according to what one worships.
Yeah.
So the question is, where do Muslims go, and what do they worship? Is it demigod? Is it supreme personality of Godhead? Or
depends on the Muslim.
Tas ir atkarīgs no musulmaņa.
Some Muslims joined our movement.
Ir musulmaņi, kas ir pievienojušies mūsu kustībai.
Haridas Thakur is a Muslim.
Haridas Thakur ir musulmaņs.
So he worshipped. Allah in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Un viņš godināja Allahu Hare Krishnas.
Went back to Godhead. So it depends on the Muslim.
Atgriezās atpakaļ pie Dieva. Tas ir atkarīgs no katra konkrētā musulmaņa.
Is it just like within Hinduism or Christianity, most of the people are materialistic.
Redzat, hinduismā vai kristietībā vairums cilvēku materialisti.
They become animals in their next life.
Un tad viņi kļūst par dzīvniekiem nākamajā dzīvē.
If one becomes a pure lover of God, it doesn't matter if they're a Muslim, a Hindu, a Christian, or a Jew, or whatever.
Ja cilvēks paties kļūst par tādu, kas paties mīl Dievu, tad nav svarīgi, kas viņš ir musulmanis, hindus.
Anyone who becomes pure in love of God, they attain the kingdom of God.
Un ja viņš pilnībā mīl Dievu, tad viņš arī sasniedz Dievu mājvietu.
It's not that one's designation will save you. Well, I'm a Hare Krishna.
Tas nenozīmē, ka kāds, kad apzīmējums, ko kāds ir pieņēmis, ir, tas viņu glābs. O, es esmu Hare Krishna.
Your designation will not save you.
Šīs te apzīmējums vēl jūs neglābs.
How much you've actually awakened pure love of God within your heart, that's the determining factor.
Tas ir vēlā mērā, jūs esat atmodinājuši savā sirdē, ka tīri mīlestības Dievu, tas jūs glābs.
Understand?
Sapratu.
To make it clear?
Tas ir par tiem, kas ir pievienojušies mūsu kustībā, bet kā par tiem, kas nav.
Well, but what about those who haven't joined in our movement?
Oh, we never say you have to join our movement to go back to God. We never say.
Mēs sakām, ka jums ir jāpievienojas mūsu kustībā, bet tāpēc atgriezot atpakaļ pie Dieva.
We say that anybody who develops pure love of God, whether they're in our movement or outside of our movement, they will achieve the supreme perfection.
Mēs sakām, ka ikviens, kurš attīst tīru mīlestību uz Dievu mūsu kustībā vai ārpus mūsu kustības, atgriežas atpakaļ pie Dieva.
But the difficulty outside our movement is, where do you get the proper training? They're all worshipping either the atheist or they're worshipping God for material benefit. They're either atheists. Or they're worshipping God for material benefit. If they want to remain Christian, that's all right, but they should study Prabhupada's books. We have, in the U.S., we have a Baptist minister who's a member, who's initiated disciple of ISKCON.
Mums Amerikā ir viens no Baptistu, kas viņiem ir
priesteri. Es nezinu, kas latviski, var sakot viens no baptistiem, kurš ir baptist, bet ir iniciēts bapti.
He used to send me emails of his Sunday morning lectures, his sermons he was giving to his congregation.
Yeah, and viņš man sūta kādus prediks, viņš lasa savai draudzē.
To show me how he was secretly introducing Krishna consciousness to all of his Christian congregation. So we never say you have to give up being a Christian or a Muslim. No, read Prabhupada's books and become perfect Christian, become perfect Muslim, become perfect Jew. Joining this movement is not a ticket back to
Godhead.
Only full surrender under that Supreme Person is the ticket. Do you think you can become liberated just by putting tilak on your nose? Or even by getting initiated? Some people think, if I just get initiated, I'll be saved, you know. That's like a Christian. He says, well, I accept Jesus, therefore I'm saved. I accepted a guru, therefore I'm saved. I accepted a guru, therefore I'm saved.
Which guru?
An ISKCON.
You
see? It's not, going back to God is not some cheap thing. You say, I accept somebody, you know. You have to actually surrender. You have to give up sense gratification. You have to become pure in selflessness. That you're doing everything for the pleasure of the Supreme Person.
It
doesn't matter if you call him Krishna, Christ, Allah, or Jehovah. But one must give up the mentality of trying to take sense gratification from him. And be fully absorbed in trying to please him, you see. Our problem is that we are self-centered instead of God-centered. Even if we approach God, we maintain our self-centered attitude. God, give me this. God, give me that. Give me, give me, give me. That's the problem. Whether I'm a Hare Krishna, whether I'm a Christian, a Jew, or a Hindu, it's the same problem. But if I give up the mentality of trying to make myself the center and try to and do everything for the pleasure of that Supreme Person, then I become liberated. Then I become liberated. It doesn't matter how I'm designated externally. We are not introducing another religion here in this temple. We are teaching the science of religion that equally applies to everyone. How to be a perfect Hindu, a perfect Jew, a perfect Muslim, a perfect Jain, a perfect Christian, etc. That's what we are teaching. And we guarantee that if you will follow our instructions sincerely to the best of your ability, you will achieve pure prema bhakti and go back to Godhead. Is that clear? Very good. Okay, anything else? It's your last chance. We're leaving tomorrow. She, your wife, raised her hand first. Go ahead.
Thank you. должны ли, должны ли мы обращаться к Кришне с просьбами о том, чтобы он помог нам в нашем служении?
Ну, я имею в виду отношения развить свое правильное служение, или отношения с людьми, как бы, или настроение служения. То есть такие духовные как бы, вопросы. Должны ли мы к нему обращаться, или Кришна сам присутствует?
То есть вы это материальные либо духовные вопросы?
Нет, я говорю, что материальные даже речь как бы не идет. Понятно, что это, ну, это самое низкое, чем Кришна. Я имею в виду о вещах более возвышенных, но даже они как бы связаны со служением Кришны, но все равно должны ли мы просить о них?
То, что связано. Должны были мы просить да. Кришну, чтобы он помог нам в вещах, которые связаны с служением Кришны.
И, допустим, гуру и
предки. Should we ask for Krishna for help? Should we ask Krishna that he helps us to, in our service for himself, for Guru, and for other devotees?
Yes. He said, my dear Krishna, please bless me. I can do my service perfectly in a way that pleases you. Please bless me that I can do my service purely, Lord. Isn't that what Hare Krishna prayer means? My dear Lord, please engage me in your pure devotional service. So we should beg Krishna to help us become perfect in our service, definitely. Actually, let her, she didn't ask when you go ahead. Olga.
Теперь я это все должен перевести. Спасибо, Матвей. А игра какая? Вначале не слышал.
Игра какая? На земле только во Вриндаване Кришна
играет. Нет, Удава.
Ну, то есть в этой, во Вриндаване, тварки, это гонятся, да?
Да. It's a very long question, but the point is, the question is about personalities who were with Krishna when Krishna manifested his lilas in Vrindavan. Then we know that demigods appeared here on the earth, and then his associates, eternal associates, also came with him and appeared on this planet. But we know that Uddhava, it is said that Uddhava was his most intimate friend. Although Uddhava wasn't from he wasn't from Goloka. He was from Vaikuntha.
Yes.
He was from Vaikuntha. He wasn't from Goloka. So how to understand when one becomes the most intimate friend? What qualifies one to become the most intimate friend? And so as if one is most intimate friend, then we suppose that one should be with Lord on Goloka.
Well, you know what? It's stated that Arjuna never goes back to Gandhara. He stays in the material world.
Знаете, кое-кто говорит,
teikts, ka Arjuna nekad neatgriežas atpakaļ garīgajā pasaulē, viņš paliek materiālajā.
Who can be a more intimate friend than Arjuna?
Kurš ir vēl tuvāks draugs kā Arjuna?
So, do you want to be an intimate friend of Krishna?
Jūs vēlties būt tuvs Krišnas draugs, vai jūs vēlties būt Krišnas, tuvs Krišnas draugs?
Hmm?
I would like to find out what is my place in the...
First of all, firstly.
In his lilas?
Or? I don't know in lilas, but yes, where everybody is his own place.
There is one's own place for everyone. I would like to understand what is my place.
You might know what is your svarup? Well, like, then all you have to do is to change... If you want to know what your svarup, there's a very easy way to do that. You simply have to attain Swarup City. And then you will fully realize your Swarup. So if you will take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, and you will serve with full faith and devotion, by the grace of your spiritual master, your svarup will eventually become revealed.
Sorry, there's no your microphone.
So you simply have to serve Guru Maharaj with full faith and devotion. Yasya deve para bhaktir tatha deve tatha guru tasyaite katita hyarata prakashyante mahatmanaha. For those who have unflinching faith in the words of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, every aspect of Vedic knowledge becomes perfectly understood and revealed. Including your svarup. So you simply have to have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. And then everything will become revealed to you. But don't go to one of these Babajis who says, I will tell you what is your svarup. Very cheaply they want to tell you what is your svarup. Now you have to, it's only by pure bhakti that it becomes revealed, not by some Babaji telling you what your svarup is, no. We met one young woman in the U.S. She had gone to Vrindavan with a hippie boyfriend. And every night at Radha Kunda they were having illicit sex. And in that state of complete sin, she went to a Babaji at Radha Kunda. He said, I will tell you what is your svarup. He told her she was such and such gopi. So she would think I was such and such gopi, and then she would have illicit sex with her hippie boyfriend. She would meditate on her sarup and Radha Kunda and then have illicit sex with her hippie boyfriend. And then some Sahaja Vaishnava gave her dik, sannyasi gave her diksha. One Sahaja named Narayan Maharaj. She was having illicit sex, meditating on her so-called sarup, and this Narayan Maharaj gave her diksha. Which she took as a complete joke, and she completely forgot about him. So don't follow, if one wants to know where there's sarup, don't follow the pathway of that girl engaging in all sin and going to some Babaji.
kāds vēl zināt, kāda ir viņa svarība, tad nevajag iet šī īsta jaunās sievietes ceļu un vērsties pie kādiem babičiem.
If you want to actually realize your sarup, then you have to serve the bona fide spiritual master with unflinching devotion.
Un ja jūs vēlaties tiešām zināt, kāda ir jūsu svarība, tad jums ir jākalpo savam verīgajam skolotājam ar nesatricinām.
And then your svarup will definitely become revealed to you in due course of time.
Un tad noteiktā laika, pēc noteikta laika, jūsu svarup pilnīgi noteikti jums atklāsies.
We will all be together again in Krishna's pastimes. Everyone who is stuck to this pathway of Prabhupada, they'll all be in the spiritual world, we'll all be together in our situated in our svarups, engaging in Krishna's inconceivable pastimes. But for the present time, but for the present time, we have to faithfully execute the regulated principles of sadhana bhakti.
Bet šobrīd mums ir vienkārši jāveic savu jāsako regulējošiem principiem.
If a sick man in the hospital tries to imitate a healthy man by eating anything.
Ja slims cilvēks hospitālī mēģina atdarināt veselu cilvēku ēdot jebko.
It will kill him.
Tas viņu nogalinās.
So we have to follow the instructions given coming down from the Goswamis of Vrindavan. You may say, why are there so many rules and regulations? Why can't I just go into Gopi Bhava immediately? But try to understand these Goswamis, they're all gopis. They're already in Gopi Bhava. And they give us all these rules and regulations how we can achieve our sarup. We have to carefully follow the pathway of the Goswamis, regulating our senses. Vatsha vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam mudaro patta vegam mitan vitan yorf. You see. And then you will achieve your sarup. So now it is time for the Dhammadharashtakam prayers. I was asked to lead them, but I will not be able to. Someone else can lead them. So tonight was a Russian or Latvian? Class. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thadiyas.
His great Srimad Sankarsan Dasat Kari Maharaj ki.
Hare Krishna. See you next time.